That's quite potent, Josie. Chug, 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 chug.
I'm not making it to the end.
You have lipstick on your teeth.
Who cares? It's not filmed. Are you doing an intro, or...?
Yes!
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe, Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics, with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire & Water Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Ohatmu or Not Sangria Special.
Woo!
Woo!
Drink!
Sangria sounds!
Oh, yeah. Every time we say sangria, we have to take a drink.
Oh, oh wait, yeah. This
cheers.
Cheers.
This
is bad.
Not my brain.
My throat! That was the last straw!
This is the 20th episode of our show, and we thought we'd be doing something special. Some people are getting their drink on.
Drink
on ourselves. We're just pulling it out
on me.
I'm one of your seven hosts, Siskoid. As usual, my panelists are
Elise,
Natalie,
Shotgun,
Amelie,
Isabel,
Jose,
and together we're the Hot or Not cast.
We're the ladies,
the lovely ladies,
and lovely ladies getting drunk.
My humps.
This is our 20th episode, and we just finished two whole issues of the official handbook to the Marvel Universe.
That's it?
Out of a thousand.
Yep. Normally, we look at four entries in the official handbook and determine if they're hot or they're not. This time, we're doing something different. We're revisiting those two issues, and we're looking at various characters that might have changed since the 1980s.
Ooh.
Since this is like a...
evolution.
Where are they now?
Where did they go? What happened in between?
Oprah!
She did not invent that concept. So we're looking at costumes from the 90s, from the 2000s, from the 2010s. And we won't be spending as much time on each character because we already have.
Right.
In the bodies of other episodes. Kind of had to pare it down. We're not going to look at everyone.
Aww.
We just don't have the time or the stamina.
I know this drink is hitting me pretty hard.
Yeah. I'm almost done my first drink.
I've started dancing. This is a bad sign.
We pared it down to 16 of the characters that appeared in the first two issues. If you're wondering what looks we're actually looking at, please go to fireandwaterpodcast.com. There is a picture gallery that goes with this, and you can see what the ladies are seeing if you follow along online.
You're seeing with
and
our
if
eyes.
You drink a little bit, so you see double.
Yeah, it's important to be drunk to have the same perspective. Thank you, Jose, for the side effect.
Are these hero twins?
I really feel like playing with the knobs.
No! Don't touch the knobs! Or should you?
No, don't.
No.
Let's head into it, starting with the American Eagle.
Yes. Oh, look at him.
You may remember this character.
Other clothing stores exist.
And you were, you called him hot at the time.
We did?
Yeah. Doubting our decision.
In the sink of the week. Yeah.
He got a makeover in the 90s.
Jeez! Oh, it's like he's an avatar, but not.
His
hair.
Oh my god, look at the tiny beak!
Oh no!
Oh my god, the tiny beak!
That's amazing!
It's ridiculous!
It's so gross.
Why is he blue?
American!
He was dressed in blue originally.
I know, but he was like all American in the other one. Now he's just blue. Why is he just blue?
I think the haircut is ridiculous.
Oh, it's ugly.
It is.
What?
So bad.
I mean, I think I wish he was all blue. The fact that his face isn't completely blue is weirding me out.
Wait, I mean, it's a mask.
It's a mask.
Of course it's a mask.
Come on,
it seems
top.
Like it's part of the suit.
Yeah,
well, it's a mask that comes from the suit.
Okay,
but
doesn't
what you
go
need.
Over his head.
But that's so weird, and though. Why?
It should be hiding that terrible hair.
Did they shave his hair so he'd be a bald eagle?
It's terrible.
I feel like the hair, like, is mimicking, like, the headdress. somehow. Yeah, okay. It's kind of like that same idea.
I mean, I'm glad that they removed the headdress because it was too much on the nose and it might have been
too stereotypical.
Yeah. But this is too far from what it was.
It's just terrible.
I don't feel like if you hadn't told me, I wouldn't have guessed that he was the same guy.
He's a not at all. Girder.
Well,
what? A frilly girder?
It's frilly, it's tribal.
No, it's frilly.
There's a fine line between frilly and tribal.
Is it really any better if it's tribal?
It's holding his arrows. It's not a garter.
He got another makeover in the 2000s. I like this one better.
Yeah,
he rides a motorcycle with this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You almost have to.
I approve of everything.
I'm all about that.
Hello. How do you do?
I feel like they almost took too much out of it. He just looks like a dude.
that I could date.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he looks dateable, but just looks like a guy.
He does just kind of look like a guy with a cool helmet.
Yeah, I mean, the helmet could have been more eagle-like.
More beaky?
No.
I don't know. There should be some sort of logo or something to make him more...
Like, I don't care. I like him.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
He's very sexy.
If we're going for hot, then yes.
Yeah.
And bothered.
Like, I would see him and I'd be like, guys,
look at this dude.
Hot, yeah, 12 o'clock.
His hair in the wind is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
He has better hair than me. I can say that.
Imagine sitting behind him on a motorcycle and
having his hair in your face. It would go in my lipstick and I would not like it.
Nope.
It might smell lovely.
His hair?
Yeah, just like shampooed, fresh.
Or it's full of bugs.
Whatever.
It looks maintained.
It looks maintained.
Yeah.
Maintained.
His boots are good too. I like his boots.
Yeah,
I like everything.
I like the baggy jeans.
Love's a little Hellboy for me, which is strange, but I like it.
He looks like he has a really, like, veiny, muscly dick, though, which is kind of scary.
I think it's the thingies, I mean, the things there.
Still hot. Up next, speaking of boots, is Andromeda.
The original bucket boots.
Terrible.
Who was hot, but with questionable boots.
Right? Also, uneven boobs.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
No, it's okay. It's just right now I realize how big they are. Jesus.
I got them heavy boobs.
Heavy boobs.
Dance like dying stars.
Yeah.
Here's her 90s makeover.
Oh no.
Oh, I'm sad now.
That is a bad haircut.
What is this haircut? How do you achieve this haircut?
Extensions. In the back, shaving in the front, and terrible decisions.
That's the weirdest thing.
Well, the boots are less bucking.
Yeah, bonus, the boots are much more
Like horrible. It from the knee down.
Actually,
I would say the
boobs down actually for me.
Yeah,
like it's okay.
It's got good hips.
Yeah,
like the hips.
I really like the. They seem like realistic.
Her head seems too small for her hips.
Her head
like it
is
just doesn't
smaller than her boobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it doesn't work.
She needs a better bra.
I look very supportive.
I don't think there's a bra that can fit that outfit.
No.
Like,
which bra do you choose?
None, because it will show in every angle.
The shoulder pads seems really dangerous.
That haircut, though.
Oh, I just can't stop staring at the hair.
But I want gems on my boots.
I find the shoulder things, if they're close range, you can just stab someone in the face. Just
ba-bam! She has bucket gloves now.
Terrible.
They look like condoms.
I was thinking.
Oh my god!
They totally do.
Yeah.
Well, that's
terrible.
A thing.
What a mistake.
Condom gloves is the worst idea. Although a great band name. Go on with that.
I like the sword. The sword looks cool.
I like that it's attached on the hip. I like the hip belt thing.
Hip swords are cool.
The 90s are kind of rough on the fashion.
I was just going to say, is everyone from the 90s we're going to see just terrible?
Yes.
Possibly.
Yay!
Here's some return to normalcy in the 2000s.
That's fun.
That's cool.
She's beautiful.
She's so muscular.
She's dressed like how people imagine the future to be.
I feel like she looks like a fish.
Well, that's what I was thinking too.
Well, yeah. Well, she is from the sea.
Yeah.
But she's got like gills.
Yeah, she has gills and look at the small fins on her gloves.
Yeah, I don't hate it, but
I love it.
Her sword got significantly smaller.
That's a dagger, but
it's a
yes.
dagger for the thigh.
But she lost the sword. True. I blame the patriarchy.
Pick swords. Bring them back.
Okay. I'm not a fan of the fin on the gloves.
Okay, bear with me.
Yeah.
I feel like the front of the boots look like Robin Hood shirt yes. collars.
Oh, as yeah.
if they're two tiny men are her legs.
That's
like,
amazing.
Like, the knees are kind of the face.
Her knees are kind of caved in.
Yeah.
And I just noticed that when you mentioned the knees. Because when you see a body part, I look at it.
Look at the face.
I don't know.
She's beautiful.
She has an adorable nose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look
at her hair is beautiful.
Those yeah. cheekbones. My God.
I'm glad she grew it out.
She seems nice.
I think.
No, I think she has a little mischievous something or like
some sass,
which I love.
Yeah, she has some sass.
And I like how cubic her hair is at the ends. Mm. Like it's not lusciously long. It's kind of
slightly seaweedish.
It's like it's directed by
Tim Burton.
Was she always this sort of blue?
Well, some sort of blue.
The first one, she had like glitter patches.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's just a coloring problem.
Oh. I thought it was like, you know, when fish have like spots.
Yeah.
But, okay,
well,
I mean, maybe it's just coloring problems.
The picture looked like she's...
Yeah, oh, it's miscolored.
Beige. Okay.
In the original.
Mm. But I love that blue. That blue's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, she's definitely...
I want to be blue.
Super hot.
She looks more like an Atlantean should look.
Still hot.
And now, an old favorite.
Oh. Let's open that gate.
Angel.
No. The gates.
The gates
of heaven have opened. Angel is there.
We're all ready to go to hell instead.
Are we going to find him hot?
Angel is not. Was not. And so now let's look at him as he became. Maybe he's better. In the late 80s, he was captured, conditioned, and cybernetically modified by Apocalypse.
Oh no!
He was turned into Archangel, one of the villain's four horsemen. His metallic wings are made of blades that Archangel can fire.
No. Now that is a makeover.
I really actually like the wings. I think they're really cool. They're badass, but
imagine walking around with those though. They must be heavy.
Like, can he put them back, or are they just like always there present? Like, imagine sleeping with them. It might be cold.
I'm assuming he takes off the suit sometimes. But
can he with those wings?
They're grafted to his back, but I think they can. They can sort of go,
yeah, because
like,
this is not
down.
His original wings, clearly.
Ah, you know,
that's horrible.
You know what? His suit looks sort of like a diagram of like the internal organs of someone.
Oh.
You know when you see like the veins and the organs and stuff?
I would
kind of reminds me of that.
I was thinking of a subway. Subway lines in Montreal.
Those things are related, though.
They are?
Yeah, for sure. Cool. A lot of people make those comparisons.
It looks like he has socks.
Yeah, what is that little like square of red on the top?
Don't annoy us.
His calves are larger than his thighs.
Yeah,
the legs are very weird.
His
head seems really small.
Mm.
I don't know if it's because of the wings, but his head looks really tiny.
The only thing I like is it reminds me a bit of Gargoyles, the
yeah,
show.
Yeah,
and
I
except
agree.
That, I'm done.
I've decided to believe that red line on his forehead is actually his eyebrows.
He's very pissed.
Perfect.
But he eventually becomes good again, gets his normal wings back, gets them ripped off again, gets metal wings again, and on and on. At least the colors calm down.
Okay, I prefer that one.
Oh, I kinda
that
like
one's
that.
Better.
That's better.
It's better, but he's bald.
Well, that's me.
It's a mask. It's
yeah, maybe he has hair underneath
the skull cap.
He looks
so he has helmet hair.
Yes.
Not bad.
Those eyes are like red, though.
Yeah.
He looks so annoyed.
He's listening to the show.
He looks like he's been to Disneyland for a solid week with his family, and they've been in lines for like 15 hours
just
a day.
That annoyed.
That's what that face is.
So is a dark angel hotter?
No, well, not to me.
You know what?
I don't hate this.
I prefer this one. I mean, it's a bit of a pity boat as well because of all it's been through.
No, you see me
because of us or because of life.
No, but because of the ripping out his wings and growing them back again. Like what, 5 times? Come on, that's unfair.
That's not cool.
You see me. The more he was explaining the story, the more I was like, ha. Good. Suffer.
I
didn't feel any pity for him.
Too nice.
I like those wings, though.
Yeah.
I hope it makes, like, a really satisfying, like, schling noise when they open.
They look really sharp.
I'd let him take me on a flight.
No.
That's a major shift.
Yes, absolutely.
It is.
These wings are smaller than the one before.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Which makes more sense. The wings are just strange in the other one.
They're less
ugly,
overpowering.
Yeah,
and these look more like feathers.
It looks more like.
But at the same
like
time, there's this like bone structure that looks like a bat.
Yeah, he looks like a bat.
The shoulder of the wing.
He seems like he has a good butt.
Yes, I noticed that too.
I did too.
I really like the grayscale. Yeah. I'm enjoying
it.
I love gray.
No, I love the color scheme. No, basically this one is hot for me. I'm sorry, guys. I'm letting you down, I know.
It's okay.
I still know
we'll
it's
just
Angel.
Forever.
Angel, redeemed.
No.
Only for me and whatever. Okay?
Is he still a fallen angel?
Is he still a douche? Probably.
Yeah.
Redeemed. Let's look at Ares. Now,
yeah,
that guy.
You had said
that
not.
Guy.
The god of war, the Greek god of war.
I can't say I'm surprised by that.
all the
weapons.
The
guy that has too many weapons.
My god.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well,
four.
This Greek god of war was a minor character in the 80s, but he would later become an Avenger. Now, despite being a hero, he's still ridiculously bloodthirsty, willing to kill, and often the first to fight. But he's also incredibly tactical and has encyclopedic knowledge of every weapon on Earth. When it comes to killing, he's a genius. He's lived for a very long time and has fought in every human conflict throughout history, so superhero battles were inevitable. This is what he looks like now as an Avenger.
Oh my lord!
Pardon me! Pardon me!
Oh, is he chugging a beer? Because that's the way I'm interpreting
so many skulls! Look at these crotch skulls! Are there
okay, crotch skulls?
They're not skulls!
Oh
no, they're tiny skulls. I decided that they are tiny skulls.
He looks like a pirate.
Yeah.
Just like a steampunk pirate.
Wait, he has a gladiator.
A steampunk Roman pirate.
He has a Roman
that's
helmet.
Apparently having a conversation with Buddha.
I mean,
okay, is that the point? Since he's been through all of this war, he's kept like something coming from every era on him?
Oh, that's very historically pleasing, but
silly.
Like, it looks silly. Like, the thought behind it is like, oh, that's nice that he kept something, but it looks ridiculous.
It's eclectic, but I don't hate it.
No, I don't hate it either.
I want the shirt.
I want nothing.
Who takes time to drink a beer in the middle of war?
In my head, it's an energy drink. Just because of the pose and everything.
He looks cool. He looks like he screams.
He looks like
says.
A douche.
He looks cooler there than in the other one.
Yeah, in the other one, he looks like an office clerk. This one, he looks like a fighter.
Yeah, but
a douche fighter.
Yeah,
yes,
like, I would see him and be like, ugh, look at us.
Yeah, look
smug.
At me, I don't even have to aim, I can drink my beer and Buddha.
There's a little Arnold Schwarzenegger coming out of that.
Yeah. I can't get over the Buddha, sorry.
But you're right, there is something like self-important rebel about it.
Yeah.
I don't hate
I like
that.
It more.
I like
more.
His waist. Yeah. His waist is very nice.
Mm. I like his shoulders. Like, it looks like big shoulders that like can pick me up. I don't know.
Is he wearing a waist trainer?
Quite possibly.
Well, he still has many a weapon, eh?
Just two.
Oh, I'm sure there's a strap on his back, so he might
I'm sure there's one between his legs.
Touche.
Next.
Redeemed.
Now, Baron Mordo, back at that time, was considered not. But that was before Doctor Strange came out.
Yeah.
So what do we think of Chiwetel Ejiofor?
Yes.
As a more heroic Mordo from the film.
You're ready when the relic decides you're ready.
Wait, can I see the first one again?
Really?
Really?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I was here for that episode.
I'm very underwhelmed.
Oh, no. I can't wait for the next movie since, well, it's foreshadowed that he's going to be the villain. And I can't wait to see this. Really? Yeah, I'm excited. Down. It's not only because Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be in yet another movie. It's just that I'm really excited about Baron Mordo becoming a villain.
It's foreshadowed that he's going to be a villain?
He foreshadowed.
Have you not watched it?
I don't think I watched it, right?
He gets real angry at the end, and he wants to destroy every...
There's that bit where he just...
There's a bit
just
where he wants to destroy all the magic people.
Yeah, and he finds people.
Also, the foreshadowing is in the comics, i.e., he's a villain in the comics.
Yeah. I didn't see this movie.
I never remember any of this, and I watched it last week.
Oh my god.
Did you fall asleep?
Oh my god, did you watch the Doctor Strange movie from the 70s? The TV movie from the 70s? Is that what you watched?
Was Cumberbatch in that one too?
No.
I feel like the suit is a pretty good version of it.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, it's a nice modern version of it.
They took out the weird penis-y bit in the middle.
And they took out the shoulders that were, like, intense.
Well, maybe it's because he's not evil yet. Maybe there will be some shoulders.
It's the same pattern. It really is the same pattern.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's just less green.
Come back. Isn't that the same pattern that's on Clea's leggings?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the cape.
Mm-hmm.
It seems...
That's interesting.
It seems very Jedi to me.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Cloaky.
I'm just underwhelmed. I'm just like, boring.
No, I'm totally for this.
I mean, I think he's handsome.
Yeah, for sure. I think this is a good look. I mean, it's not super wearable, but I feel like if I saw someone wearing this, I wouldn't be outraged.
It seems practical enough.
And it's a good green.
Mm. It's a good green. And I like the belt sort of bits.
Well, it's really monkish too, because of where the movie took place.
Yeah.
I remember that, I think.
Maybe, like, you saw Tilda Swinton and were like...
Let's be real, I was probably drinking.
Is Baron Mordo redeemed?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm okay with this guy.
Yeah.
Conjure a weapon.
Redeemed.
Another not was Baron Zemo.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh, his poor face.
Oh my god, the face. I forgot about that. What happened to his face again?
Bad.
Melted. Well, later on, Zemo became the leader of a team of superheroes called the Thunderbolts.
Superheroes?
They're all villains who masqueraded as a new bunch of heroes.
Wow.
Some of them ended up actually reforming. Others, like him, did not.
Asshole.
His heroic identity was Citizen V.
What?
Whoa!
Pardon me?
That is aggressively patriotic.
He's like, what do Americans like?
Flags! Their flag!
Oh my god. Okay, is this... No, it's really tiny.
It's the waist really is miniature.
Whoa. He looks
half
like
a mummy.
He looks like a cat. Like a cat face.
Very feline.
I really like the sword, though.
The cape has some sweet flow to it.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet flow.
Like, looking between the legs, like the whoosh.
Scientific term.
Did he have, like, a power as a hero?
He didn't have a power as a villain either. So.
Aww,
sword fighting.
Just a dude in a cape.
Just like a dude in a cape. An American Nazi.
Oh.
Seems prescient.
I don't want to comment about that.
Does he have to just, like, strap on all of that to his feet every time?
Yeah,
oh
and
my
his
god,
hands?
Look at how thick it is. Like,
and the
there's no ankles.
Oh, is he doing that, like, Chinese geisha foot thing?
Foot wrapping.
Because it looks like it.
Chinese geisha?
drinking.
That's not strong.
But the drink is.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's add some more.
So is this, does this redeem Zemo, his look anyway?
He's a different person here. Like, I can't compare the two. This is completely other person.
But he's still secretly a Nazi. Yeah.
And it's a lot more interesting and a lot less pink with random fur.
Yeah. Can you show me the original again?
I don't. Yeah. It's completely different.
Is it possible to be 100% bitter without being hot?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No one's going to force you to say a Nazi's hot.
Like, it's right here. The proof.
Yeah, it's a better outfit.
Well, that's my favorite.
But it's still not hot.
I feel the same.
It's a bit generic, though. Mm. I feel like I'd forget this.
And you will.
And you have.
Except for that cape.
The living are not done with you yet.
Still not.
Beast, right?
Oh yay! Yeah.
Now, you thought he was hot.
Yes.
Woo woo. And I talked about how Hank McCoy continued to mutate in various ways.
Oh.
We just didn't have any pictures for him. Now, here's what he looked like when he lost his furry body.
Oh. Those are big feet, man.
Does he find shoes?
No,
because he grips with his feet.
True.
There's something slightly monkey-ish.
Yeah, yes. He's supposed to be ape-like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then that's achieved.
Because originally, before he had the fur, he looked kind of like this, but in the yellow and blue X-Men suit.
Mm.
And they called him Beast, but he looked perfectly human. So it really was a beast because he was ape-like. He had, feet and hands with grip.
Unless I'm remembering this wrong, he kind of looks like that British Captain America guy.
Captain Britain?
Captain Britain, was that it?
Yeah, with the...
Because of the X.
Yeah,
but the blue and the thing.
Yeah.
Description is my forte.
I kind of miss the fur.
Well, I miss it too.
In the 2000s, or late 90s and early 2000s, he had a more cat-like appearance.
Yes. Oh. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it so much!
I don't know, it's cat-like, but also kind of werewolf-y.
Yes. Can I pet it?
And I'm
he's wearing pants.
I don't know where I'm standing here.
I feel like he'd be nice to cuddle with. He'd take care of me.
I don't know. Yeah. He's frightening me, but at the same time, I found him really interesting. I like him.
I love him. I feel like he would protect me, but at the same time, he'd be the one that can, bake with me and cuddle me Sunday nights while watching anime. I think he's good.
There are two things I like about this picture. His hair. It looks like he actually has a hairdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the bulge.
It's quite there. I love it.
Hello, Mr. Bulge.
I like the yellow eyes.
It matches the suit. I think that's where it's too much for me. If it wasn't for the yellow eyes, it would be better, more of a hot, less of a not.
What about the teeth? He takes care of them. They're quite long.
Yeah, his teeth are really nice.
He must floss every day.
Yeah.
The thing is, good job.
Best patient.
This is an awkward pose because he's clearly fighting.
He's attacking.
I'm sure that if he would be in another position, I would be more comfortable with him.
Oh, yeah.
But that bulge, though.
That bulge,
right?
Exactly. I have a question. Where does the suit go in the back?
Same question.
Because it seems to be on his back.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Upper corset in the back.
Mm.
Okay. Because
it looks like he, unzipped it.
There's something kind of Beauty and the Beast. I know it was the Beast, but... About his look?
I think it's the feet.
Yeah, the feet.
And
I think the hair, too.
And the hair, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to put bows in his hair.
He's wonderful.
Still hot.
Remember the beetle?
Oh, yeah! Yes!
I like
that.
Oh, that
guy. He was adorable.
You called him hot.
Aww. Yeah.
Now, one thing they hid from us...
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes, he was innovative.
Yeah, he was awesome.
One thing they hid from us in the handbook is original armor.
Oh.
And maybe you can guess why.
Don't let me down.
Oh, dear God, no!
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is atrocious.
So when? Why?
It's like his fingers are those balls that you can, throw against the wall and they just, stay there.
I was thinking of tentacles.
It's so suction cuppy.
No!
Imagine if he was fondling you.
This looked like he made it at home.
No, absolutely
When was this drawn?
The 60s.
Terrible.
Okay, early 60s.
It feels like almost like a gas mask.
Like a hazmat suit.
Yeah. Are you my mummy? What's the print on his wings? It looks like a cat print.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, as I can say, it's a paw.
Imagine if there was a cat print. That would make no sense at all.
Well, end thing makes any sense? No.
I like the color scheme. The only thing.
Is it the same as it was? No, it's not. I prefer the form.
Doing things with those hands would be so hard.
I think it would be impossible.
Like, try eating cereal.
I don't think he does.
Condemned. Like Zemo, he joined the Thunderbolts.
Oh.
As Mach 1. Don't let me down.
Say the Thunderbolts the Thunderbolts are a team in My Little Pony, so I'm finding it hilarious.
Mach like a razor?
Like a plane, bro.
Like Mach 1.
Like the wall of sound?
The speed of sound. Mach 1.
You're an historian, okay. I'm not a scientific. I've been drinking too much.
This show is just like hitting all of your gaps in knowledge.
How do you not know what Mach 1 is?
How is this the same guy?
Well, it's a suit. You know, it's also a suit.
No.
Well, they're faking.
This is not right.
They're faking being heroes. You can't seem to know it's the Beetle, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's a secret identity.
Well, that's lame.
So.
It looks like a tomato.
Exactly.
It's a pincushion. It's a pincushion.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of looks like a weird mix between Iron Man and War Machine
and a Transformer
and his old self.
He completely lost all the insects.
Exactly, it's not interesting.
That's sad.
Yeah, again, it's right. He's not Beale anymore.
Yeah, but
This is like, if I disguise myself completely and don't look like
myself...
That's
what disguising usually is.
May I finish?
Yes, you may.
If I disguise myself completely and no one knows it's me and I don't look like myself at all, someone's like, she's hot. Am I really hot? I don't think so.
Oh, I know what you're...
But he was killed in this identity.
Oh, no!
Yay!
So what died as this generic plain dude?
Was he actually dead?
He was so plain!
Did he actually die? Or, like, comic book die?
No, he died.
Condemned.
Oh.
The mantle of the Beetle was taken up by Janice Lincoln, and I know you were intrigued by the female Beetle that I mentioned back then. And here she is.
Ooh. Don't let me down.
Oh my god! Yes!
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 Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Look at that purple!
We haven't seen her yet, and we won't see her until the very end, but because of the movie, she looks like the Wasp.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's beautiful!
But yeah, I'm totally into that.
I want wings now, guys.
I wish her wings were less fairy-ish, though.
I want them more fairy. I want, glitter to fall out of them. Just whoosh!
I'm cool with fairies, but I feel like it's just...
I mean, they eye with
she
me.
She isn't a fairy.
Sorry?
She isn't a fairy.
She isn't a fairy, she's a beetle.
I see what you mean. Like, it should be more bug-like, less fairy in this situation. But the mask is really bug-like.
Yeah, her eyes are very bug-like.
Yeah, the rest is alright. It's the only thing that bugs me.
I would totally cosplay on her.
Man, those awesome. The boots.
The boots are awesome.
Look at her. No, look at her thighs. Those are some muscly thighs that I need muscly thighs. Like a cute butt!
You know what?
I wish I had that
you
butt.
You know what? She doesn't have heels.
True.
A lot of the female superheroes have heels, which makes no sense. Although, I mean, if they're flying, that's fine, but...
What about the landing?
Okay. But flat shoes.
That's interesting.
You must fight better.
But still sexy shoes, but actually just like flat.
Practical shoes.
Yeah.
She looks intense. Has to wear insoles, so that's why she has flat shoes.
Aww. Maybe.
You go, girl.
Beautiful.
I love you.
Yeah, flying will give you all kinds of hip and knee issues.
Ankles.
Fact. Nobody ever loved me like she did.
Still hot.
Here's another hot chick. Binary, who thought was hot, especially as Ms. Marvel. And of course, Ms. Marvel, we discussed how today she's Captain Marvel and how Brie Larson will play her in an upcoming movie.
Yes,
we didn't get a chance to see her look, so here it is.
As gorgeous as ever. Put on a bit of weight.
Fuck off.
Oh, yeah. She's well known, though. So it's not so surprising. I mean, I've seen a lot of pictures because of all the media coverage of Brie Larson.
Right.
Which I love, by the way.
Oh, that's an amazing casting.
I love
casting.
Brie Larson. She's the best. This is cool.
She looks really cool. I like her hair.
I want the gloves. Yeah, like, I like the button on the gloves. It's very military. I'm like, oh, it's cute.
I feel like this is really timeless. This will stay cool looking.
Because it's comic booky in its design, but it's not like so temporal.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And it doesn't feel like this type of fashion is very popular right now. We'll put it in. It feels like every part of it could be a classic for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the main important part of that is the shoulders.
I really like the bellhopness.
I was trying to figure out what it reminded me of.
I think it's because
that's
of
it.
The collar.
Yeah, the collar and the gloves. Absolutely. Yeah. No, everything about it is hot.
She looks really intense,
but
in a good way.
She has a weird neck, though.
What?
Look at her neck.
It is quite high.
It's the way it's positioned, and it's really long, and it's like thicker at the top than in the bottom. I don't know, it's weird.
It's like one of those odd graduation pictures. You take a weird pose. And you're like, I would never stand like this in real life.
And it's like hurting your neck, but you're like, I'm still smiling, yes? Yeah.
I'm gorgeous right now. Fuck you all.
And I like how it's like breasts. Like she's very present.
Hello. Look at my boobs.
Like, I wish I could do that and they would be as voluptuous and beautiful, but I'm like, man, you go, girl.
She has such a perfect size of breasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too big. Well, still big, but not... Anyway.
I'm so jealous.
I am too. Very jealous.
I don't know about the sash.
I love the sash.
It's a bit weird, but I like it.
It's part of the other costume.
The part that bothers me is it's the line that goes after the sash down her vagina.
Down to the crotch.
That's
her zipper.
It can stop here, and I'm sure in my mind it should stop at the sash.
But
because
is
after
it a zipper? It's not.
I don't think it is, but it looks
just
like
reminds
it would be.
Me of a zipper.
True. I feel like all comic book costumes don't actually think about the fact that you need to take it off.
It doesn't just appear on you, just like poof.
It's like Sailor Moon. Yeah, it just kind of morphs onto you.
I love it.
Honestly, I kind of miss the Z thing, or like the that was on the original. Thunderbolt. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
The Thunderbolt. I like the Thunderbolt. I like the asymmetry of it.
Well, I mean, now it's like a shooting star that comes out of a vagina. So that's fine.
Well, that sparkle, that star, was part of the costume of the male Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Mm. Oh.
So when she became Captain Marvel, I think that's what they kept.
We can't all be nice girls.
Still hot.
Let's look at another old favorite, Boomerang.
Yes! Oh, look at him. He's so weird.
Now, he was... he was considered not, and a whole lot of ridiculous.
Oh my God, I'm losing it again.
What do you think of his current look?
Oh, it's okay.
Oh my God, it's worse! No, it's not! What is going on in his back?
More boomerangs.
This man says things like gnarly.
Man has been on a ski lift.
I find it less.
And forgot to take off his boots.
I find it less ridiculous because there's less. Like, I find the color more easier on the eyes, but at the same time, I'm like, you still have so many boomerangs.
It's gonna be lost to a lot of people. It looks like the back of Lugia in Pokemon, and I can't.
It does!
And I don't know what purpose it serves on Lugia, and I don't know what purpose it has.
It's boomerangs.
They're not boomerangs.
They are boomerangs.
No, they're too thick and weird and no.
They're just bigger boomerangs.
It might be four
superhero boomerangs.
Is that a screamer?
Oh, yeah. That's four boomerangs.
Yeah.
Or is it a smaller one on top and then
a huge boomerang?
Right?
Perfect.
Right?
Well, actually, maybe you're right, actually.
Right?
So that's... Oh, that's
yeah.
Wait, can I see the first one again?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I think it's like on his chest, the way they're stored.
I like the mask better.
I feel like...
I do. actually.
The visor is...
This looks like he's playing tennis to me.
It's like tennis.
Tennis.
I feel like this is like Ski Lodge boomerang.
It's a Canadian boomerang at a ski lodge.
It just looks so wintery for some reason.
It's the boots.
Is it the boots? And the blue?
No. I feel like the face boomerang and the other one looks,
face boomerang.
Looks more like a weird eyebrow situation. And I feel like the mask here has like a Star Trek vibe.
Oh, okay.
That guy with the face thing.
Jordan LaForge?
Oh my god.
That guy with the
I watched
face
it with my dad. I didn't learn names.
His smile?
Oh, he
looks like he has not heard us laugh about names for hours.
No, he just said to someone like, watch me, I'm gonna pick her up.
Yeah, that's like, really his smug personality.
I'm gonna fix these gloves right for a second.
He looks so smug, like, damn, yeah, I'm badass. No, you're not. Not at all.
He looks like he's fixing, like, cuffs or something.
Yes, but what are you fixing?
Nothing.
You're wearing gloves.
He's got sweaty gloves. He's airing them out.
Ew. Oh, gross. There's nothing I hate more than glove sweat.
Oh.
Well, no, there are things I hate more.
Sure.
Do you wear gloves when you do the dishes?
No.
Oh.
Or just...
I do.
I also do.
Sensitive skin.
Yay.
Yeah.
Still not. Brother Voodoo. You called him hot.
Mm-hmm.
Jericho Drum, for a time, replaced Doctor Strange as Earth's Sorcerer Supreme, and he called himself Dr. Voodoo at that time. Here's what that looked like.
Ooh.
Holy shit,
that's I don't cool. like the skulls.
I like the skulls.
I love it.
It's not even human skulls. Like, there's one that has more of a mouth, so it looks more like...
Ooh,
that's so sexy.
Yep.
His dreads are awesome.
Yes.
I like that,
everything about it.
I like that
amazing.
The like the magic thing coming out of his hand is purple and out of the eyes of I don't know what. So, oh my god.
It's like a yeah. gremlin.
See here, I like the sash.
He scares me.
I'm sorry, these.
This is not
it's
these
fine. There's more for us.
Oh, the hair is so great.
Oh, I love it.
Oh,
he looks
I like the face.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I ignore all the scary elements.
Just, yes.
And he's got a good face.
He has good cheekbones,
and a good
too.
Stick.
What stick are you talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He has like a heart on his stomach.
Oh yeah!
It looks like a skull, like the nose of a skull.
Is yeah. it actually? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's an intentional heart, but it's still a heart.
It looks aww. Like the nose cavity of a skull, though.
It's very Punisher-like.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I think that's what they were aiming at for, at least. I mean, it was cool at first.
Yeah,
but...
it's all.
Yeah,
fun.
I didn't think it could get better, but frig, did it? Yes.
Except like the necklace.
He looks cooler.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The only thing I think that is, like, dramatically better is, like, maybe the bottom of the pants of the last one.
True.
I didn't like the bottom of the pants. It was too festive.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's the only thing that I'm, like, dramatically, like, yeah, no, that's a good thing.
That's a good decision.
That's gone and that's good.
Good editing.
I like the wristbands.
Everything.
I like the hip this is cool. chain. With skulls.
It's so good.
He the looks... hip chain that's over his bulge?
I can still see his bulge, though.
He's like, I'm gonna be modest about my bulge. I'm gonna distract with a bunch of skulls.
But if you wanna compare but... the size of my bulge with the size of these skulls...
You'll be impressed by the
I'm
bulge.
I'm not saying you think he that chose... my bulge is the size of a cougar's head. But... if you examine my belt, I think you may be able to see for yourself.
Still hot. Caliban.
Oh.
Not hot exactly, but sweet.
Yeah.
I think it was consensus. As mentioned during the proper episode, Caliban continued to mutate later in life. Artist Rob Liefeld gave him eyebrow ridges and a hulking physique. Here he is as another horseman of the apocalypse.
Oh, no! Absolutely no!
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 That's awful.
It's like you shaved the beast.
I hate it. I hate everything about this.
No, what is going on? He looks like a mummy.
There's something really Egyptian about the collar part.
Can we just know?
This is not Ailey's friendly not either. Not
friendly.
Why is it his eyebrows? Is it his face?
I think that just the skin tone too is just
too pink.
Yeah, it's just scary.
Ugh, very upsetting.
I'm finding every part with it's my like hand, and nothing is getting better.
It's like he's being attacked by a tree.
What? the stuff that wraps around vines. Like vines
happening.
Why is he covered with vines? What's the purpose of this?
Yeah. It's a look.
Fashion.
Bad fashion.
The yellow eyes are bad here.
And tiny pupils, they just like...
Yeah. They're too round.
He looks terrified, actually.
And terrifying. Oh,
yeah, he looks like something happened to him, and he's like, why is this my new form?
I mean, clearly something happened to him. Look at him.
He's about to attack, and then he sees the enemy being bigger and like more strong, and he's like, I regret everything.
Shit! He looks like he's exactly at that point where he was running away from something, and the thing, like, has caught him and is about to pull him back.
Yeah.
That split second before you get pulled back. Yeah. I feel like that's the face.
But
he lost some of those characteristics, but remained a big guy in later appearances.
That's better. He looks delightful.
He looks. I just want to give him a hug.
I just want to talk to him like this. Like, oh, you're so sad. Why are you so sad? And he'd be like, grumble, grumble, grumble. And I was like, oh, what the?
You
didn't like your toes?
He reminds me of Sloth in the Full Metal Alchemist. I know no one knows it, but if anyone knows it, yeah. Anime.
So is this better than the original?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
The original?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He has so many muscles here. It's weird.
Yeah, I think he's too bulky.
Like, I think my size would get to, like, his hip. So it would be a huge bear hug, so I'm okay with that. No, just the sewer smell.
The neck...
Is it neck
muscle
back?
Thing.
I don't like it.
It looks like he has, like,
his traps?
A shell or something on his back.
Well, he's got, like, a very hunchback of Notre Dame-y.
He looks just very sad. Like, they kept the patheticness of it.
I'm happy he got better clothes, though. Congrats for that.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Nothing's torn. Everything looks like in one piece. Still no shirt, but yeah.
Does he still live
in the sewers?
Yeah.
Apparently.
I guess he's like, welcome to my crib.
This is actually a picture from his episode of Cribs.
He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't get to clean.
Oh my god.
What is this voice?
Amazing.
Oof.
Still hot. Cannonball.
No.
You said not.
Look at his shoulders.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. A lot of people said he had better looks later, so let's try one out for size. Note the goggles that everyone fawns about.
Ooh, that's better.
He still looks too young. Young.
Yes, he is. That's the point.
I like
every... What do you mean, that's the point?
Like, he's 18. Young,
he's a child.
He's a child.
So he's not hot. Okay. End of story.
Yeah, they weren't comfortable with saying that they were hot during Hot or Not, even though they were like 15.
Were we? Let's not... Think have a word it. Saying things like that.
If I take the whole look and just take off the head, I'm okay.
Take off the head.
Oh, but it's the head.
Marie Antoinette that and I'm good.
I think he looks like a douche.
He looks like he'd really like to play laser tag.
I don't think he looks like a douche. He looks like uncomfortable, like, shit, what just happened?
Really? I feel like it comes off like, I'm really cool. I look super sexy right now.
He's the guy at the rave that doesn't really take drugs. He just really likes to dance.
I like him.
What is the logo?
Is it a C and also a ball?
Oh, I was gonna say
it. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was like a Q with the line missing, but
at this cannonball. Point it wasn't really comfortable.
A Q with the line missing. An O.
We've been drinking, Mike.
You say shit like that when you're not drinking, so...
Absolutely!
It's not necessarily that.
To me, it kind of looks like it's loading, but it hasn't loaded all the way.
Is that like... Oh, last, yeah. like, 5 seconds, and it's like, 5 more seconds, yeah. but it's 2 minutes long?
I'm getting spinning beach ball of death flashbacks. I use a Mac.
Really?
Yes, I do.
I feel
other
like...
Other computers are available.
I feel like that neck piece would be uncomfortable to sleep with.
It looks like bells.
But they don't sleep in their suits.
Oh, yeah.
Do you sleep in
Are
your
you
suits?
Telling me that he doesn't get home after fighting superheroes and bad guys or whatever and doesn't just fall asleep?
No.
Because
I'm
he's
sorry.
So tired.
No, superheroes get home, get naked, go to bed.
Do we have proof of this?
And
yes,
also,
we have pictures.
The neck piece makes me think of a reindeer.
Oh, absolutely.
What are they? The grelots?
Yeah.
In English? Bells?
No.
A gorilla. It goes like cling, cling, cling.
Yeah, those are just jingle bells, isn't it?
Isn't it jingle bells?
Give me a sec.
I don't think that's what it's called.
Google Translate.
What are the
I'm
bells?
I'm trying.
I guess.
Why can't you use the internet like
My
other
God.
People?
It's a bell. It's actually a bell.
It's just bells.
Yeah, it's just bells. We just have a more specific word for it.
Other phone services are available.
Very disappointing.
Well, that's
bells.
Why it didn't ring a bell.
That was great.
So not redeemed.
No.
It's
no.
Better, though. It's way better.
It's kind of anime-ish.
I like it. It's the same as a while ago. It's 100% better. Still don't like it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Right. I like the leather, though.
Ah, leather is always
assuming
lovely.
It's leather.
No, it's plastic.
Leather is always sexy.
Leather.
But I feel like he plays video games and says dude.
I'd be fine with that. He plays Call of Duty.
Gross.
Not
not the right
thing. He's from the South, though.
And Tony Hawk.
Kentucky.
Isn't he the one that's like a real nice farm boy?
Yes, he is.
Mine boy.
What do you mean mine boy? Oh, mine boy.
They don't work on farms. They work on in mines.
But like he's a really nice, well-brought up, mannered.
Yeah.
I feel like the other one looks more like that, and this guy feels less like that personality.
Still not. Here's another.
Oh.
This was a controversial knot. Captain Britain.
Are we just doing the knots?
No, that was a couple of hots.
We didn't have many.
Yeah.
Well, this maybe you should look inside yourself.
Amazing!
That was wonderful.
You crushed our souls.
Well, you were curious about his original costume and you didn't show it, right? So here it is.
Oh dear God!
No!
He has a lion on his chest! Why?
I just realized
the air coming out.
I just realized the flags on this.
On the wrists? Yeah.
Do people like this more?
If I remember.
No, I don't think they like it more. It depends. Some people do.
Hold on. They designed this and there's like, you know what? You know what this guy needs? A necklace. He looks like a zombie. Yes.
I love that you'd be like, hey, Captain Britain, and be like,
he seems to be having quite a bulge, though.
No, I don't see shading. There's no,
I know shading seems to indicate
what shading.
There's no shading. It's just black.
Guys, am I not drunk?
Yes.
I'll be fine.
I don't like that the hair is just like sticking
out
from the top.
If you're gonna go full on like this, don't show the hair.
Yeah, it's weird.
And I mean,
it's
let's
ugly.
Be real, he's blonde.
I will refrain from saying anything at this point. Whatever, okay?
What Shotgun means is if he dyes his hair black, Maybe we'll consider him.
Not even.
What is he holding in his hand? A scepter. That's not a royal scepter. I'm disappointed.
It's a scepter.
Originally, his powers came from these magical artifacts, and then they were integrated into his suit as magical circuitry.
Come again?
So the power comes from the necklace and the staff, scepter.
Mm-hmm.
Thing?
Rod.
Yeah.
So if that was a very intense.
So if someone steals from him, he's just screwed.
I don't think other people can use it.
They could sell it on eBay.
Is it like Thor that only Thor can wield his hammer?
Like Excalibur in this case.
Boring.
So. So is his skin. No. What?
There's no skin on this.
We cannot tell. That's the point.
Then it's very, very, very tight.
I think every suit is tight.
Because if you can see that much muscle definition, true. And there's like a layer of
clothing, a lot of superhero costumes look like painted on.
It's bright painted.
Okay. When you can see veins through your clothing, there's a problem.
Get a bigger size.
But it's mostly the thing on the mouth that just, I don't know why.
It triggers
zombie.
And just the white eyes.
Yeah. There's something like dead inside.
I mean,
well, that may be David Finch's problem. So is this, the artist.
Like, I remember people telling, like, to look at this model. Was this a better model? Or the better suit? Terrible.
It's better, I think.
Which one do you mean?
The old one?
Yeah, actually.
The old one's better?
That one's better?
Think so. Because if you remember
the other
from
the one
original
is Mexican wrestler.
They're both terrible.
From the original episode, I hated every single thing. It's the worst. I rated it the worst. Ever. Because I hate every single thing about it. But the old one, I don't mind as much. Like, it's not
great. What do you like about it?
I mean, in high school, I would have worn those cuffs. And I'm kind of liking the lion. I'm not going to lie. I like the lion more than just the big Union Jack situation. For sure.
This guy is not called Jack, right?
Imagine.
Union Jack is an entirely different character.
Oh,
amazing.
Tune in 2,000 years.
No, that will be like 2019.
Like 2020, it's like 2,000 years.
Still not. Here's someone you termed hot.
Yeah!
Captain Marvel, Monica Rambeau. So I mentioned that Monica Rambeau later went under the name Photon, but right now she's called Spectrum.
Ooh.
And here's the look.
Oh.
Absolutely, yes!
Ooh. That is very boobs.
I was going to say, those are some luxurious boobs.
Can I use the word scrumptious?
Yes, you can.
What's interesting is it really, like, it's covered inside boob.
Yeah.
That's not something you see very often.
I'm sure there's double tape involved in here. Yeah, there's a double tape in her cleavage to, like, make them stick.
I don't understand the science behind that.
She's very intense.
I love her.
Her hair is amazing.
Yeah, it looks like dreadlocks, but like
she looks luxurious. Like she's wearing a trench coat.
I think she is.
Yeah. Oh, I approve of this.
Basically, the costume is basically the same, though.
Yeah, just go back 1 second.
It's different. I do appreciate that she's wearing a headband. I feel like that makes her relatable.
What?
Relatable headbands.
You don't wear headbands.
But people do.
I do, it's true.
Still hot. Here's our last one.
Oh.
What?
Cassidy Black Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica Black Tom. Yeah.
We're going to be disappointed, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
So, Black Tom, you called hot.
I still like him.
Okay, can we just stay on that image for a few seconds and try to show us the horrors that will happen?
Well, after being shot by Cable, Black Tom was taken to France, where doctors grafted a wood-like substance onto his wounds, healing him and allowing him to channel his bioblasts directly through his fists. Instead of using that stick.
Yeah. That was a lame stick. I'm okay.
Unfortunately, the plant matter could not be stopped from growing, leading to this freakish appearance.
Oh no.
Oh, no! Why did you do this to us?
No.
Oh.
I refuse to accept this.
I refuse to accept it as the same character. Fuck this shit.
So he's a plant?
He's a tree.
Why are there so many skulls?
Yes, why are there so many?
Yes. Burning people.
Okay, why did they craft wood? Why is that a thing?
Who thought? You know what we haven't tried?
If we, like, lose a limb and they need to, like, grasp it, they're like, oh, you know what's organic wood? And that could grow and stuff.
We've been doing this new research.
It's total science.
Wood really works well. Bad side effect, though.
Bonus, though. Good butt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good butt.
That butt is, I want to grab it.
The only good thing.
Congrats on the butt.
Oh, man.
I want to grab that butt.
But so then he's surprised and he turns around and impales you.
I really don't want to talk about his face.
Oh my god.
I don't
want
to talk about anything.
Like, why does it...
Wait, why did it affect his personality?
No, not really. I mean...
So he's still, like, the same guy.
He's still pleasant?
Can we just go back to drinking spiky. More sangria?
Yeah. There's none left.
He kind of looks like he's mid-werewolf transformation.
Yeah. I don't understand how... Okay, it's a tree. What are the spikes? Is it a rose or a tree?
Maybe it was like one of those rose bushes or...
Well, that's not a tree then.
Branches. They're branches popping out of them.
They're not that spiky.
When they start.
And bucket boots are back.
It's like frontward bucket boots. I don't get it.
They could improve him with a tree, but they couldn't buy him another pair of boots.
It's too expensive.
Go to the boot store.
Do you know how expensive it is to get tree grafts? You don't have money anymore for nice boots. You get what you get.
They needed extra room in the boots in case he sprouted some.
My cousin's son says you take what you get and you don't get upset.
Oh. I get upset.
Oh, this upsets me, though.
It does.
I really like them.
I think the lesson is that anything that happened in the 90s looks terrible.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say we pretend it didn't happen.
Well, we do.
I we was do in the 90s.
That. The 90s were a horrible time.
But we were made in the 90s.
Yeah, it's a horrible
time. Actually, speak for yourselves.
Condemned. We'll take a small break and we'll come back with some...
Listener's
feedback?
Yeah.
Female bag?
I need more
female
fruits.
The female bag!
I need more fruits.
Hey, Gene, we should do a podcast.
Sounds like a great idea, Jeff, but what will we talk about?
How about a superhero that we both love?
Perfect. Some like Thor or Captain America?
Both great choices, but I think they're being covered by somebody else already.
Wait, I've got it. What about the Protector of the Universe?
Like Voltron?
No. The guy with the jewelry that lets him create whatever he wants.
Green Lantern, nice.
Close. No, this guy has cosmic awareness.
Captain Marvel?
Almost. I mean, Quasar.
Quasar. Who doesn't love a good Quasar?
Tune in to the Quantum Cast, covering all things Quasar.
Yes, that's right. You can find us at quantumbands.blogspot.com.
And on the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network.
Yeah, that didn't sound scripted at all, did it?
Oh, me too. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm not drunk enough.
I'm not drunk enough!
Email bag.
Oh, shit.
Woo! Oh, that was a really short pause.
All right, we'll...
Can we pause?
We'll go around around the table and check on the drunkenness.
I need to pee.
That's the level.
So do I.
That is your level. I'm only one not drinking, right?
I'm 100% fine.
100% fine, Isabel?
I can't stop smiling.
I mean, he is dead-ass drunk. Shotgun
is gone!
That?
I meant silly swear level.
That's you every day.
No, but there's another level when I've been drinking.
Can you become more pirate? Swear.
It just wants to come out.
You mean
and there.
It's another fucking level?
Yes!
As my face felt funny earlier, and now I'm like itchy everywhere. I feel fine.
We sound like we're doing drugs.
I feel fine.
I can't stop rubbing my legs.
What's the sangria recipe?
Too much alcohol.
Okay, there's cocaine.
Mix it with pineapple juice. It's a cocaine.
It starts with me struggling to find wine at the wine side.
Oh, you really want to tell that story? No. Is that a story you want to tell?
I found wine.
How we got a call.
Guys, we got how do we know which wine is in which bottle?
I don't
how
know. Do you know which is the, it's worse than that.
Which one is the red wine and which is the white wine? The bottles are dark.
Anyways, two bottles of red wine once you find them. Bunch of fruits, two oranges, a lime, a lemon, some pink lady apples, some honey delicious, triple sec, brandy,
yeah, like
and orange
three
juice.
Three cups of triple sec.
There's just one, and it was asking for two!
And rum. Didn't you say there was rum?
Yeah, rum or brandy, whichever
Jesus.
I did buy.
There was rum in there? You can't tell the difference if you know it. You don't know if you bought rum or brandy.
I didn't buy it. My dad just gave it to me. Because he was like,
thank you, Papa Ray, for the donation.
Papa Ray.
Yeah, shout out to Papa Ray.
And mother for the triple sec.
So we got some comments. On the episode was about the chief examiner, Chiton, whatever.
Chiton.
The Circus of Crime, and Clea. So our friend Eric said, I think it was meant to be a mystery as to whether or not Durgan actually was the chief examiner. Or whether Durgan had somehow summoned or created the examiner to help his people. I noticed in that close-up panel that we showed that Durgan has three stubby fingers rather than the four long, slender fingers.
Oh,
that's weird.
So they're not the same people?
They might not be, but the series never finished. I don't know whether or not this was meant to be a clue about the examiner's nature. I know that the planned fourth issue of the Questpro miniseries eventually ran in Marvel Fanfare number 33, and the chief examiner later reappeared in a storyline in Quasar, but I don't know whether anything about his nature, identity, or mission was actually resolved. Do you know, listeners?
Mm-hmm. Oh god, I thought you were asking us.
I was like, no,
I panicked.
Know.
I
gave anyone an apple.
It's a shame that they didn't actually end up telling us.
yeah, nobody knows, right?
Well, that can apply to either the people that wrote the comics or that dude.
Well, maybe I know some people that like Quasar, so maybe you can tell us if it was eventually revealed.
Yes, Quasar fans.
Inform us.
Chris Franklin says, as expected, Clea was a hit with the girls, and why not? She's a great character and looks great here. Not even her 80s shoulder pads came under fire. But I guess those are back after Lady Gaga's appearance as Marvel's Dazzler at the Super Bowl. Speaking of which, that discussion should prove interesting, and it's pretty not far away.
What do you want to say? That it was amazing, the best show I've ever seen, and wow?
No, we're talking about Dazzler, not the actual
not
show.
Lady Gaga.
Can I see Cleo again?
When you're fabulous like that, even the shoulder pads are...
Because, I mean,
it's fine.
Because the only thing that's kind of weird is just that her pants kind of look like rings glasses on the... On a table.
I want those leggings
you know
for
what
the
I mean?
Gym.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of people talked about those pants.
Yeah.
Yep. Here we have Speedball saying, regarding Chiton, or I've always heard his name pronounced as Chthon, the same way that Cthulhu is pronounced. I mean, he is an elder god, after all.
That makes sense.
I prefer Chthon.
I prefer Chthon.
I don't like any of them.
That's when he just rebranded himself as a rapper.
I prefer Billy. Vera Wild says, I get why the ladies felt the need to see Chief Examiner's Afro of Light, but having now seen it, I prefer the helmet on. Sure, he looks like Mysterio going through a goth phase, but I kind of dig the mystery of it. Chiton, or Chthon, Lovecraftian name, Kirby-esque look, boring-ish character, pass. The Circus of Crime. So much not, a tidal wave of not. Maybe I could... Maybe I could at least grab a drink with Fire Eater. Thank God Clea comes in at the end to cleanse the palate of that circus of not. Loved her at first sight, loved the colors, loved the hair, and I'd so steal those leggings in the morning before she woke up.
Oh, yeah.
And after being sold on the look, you tell me she's got a dark family history? Hey, baby, I'm from the dark dimension. And to top it off, she's rebelling against her asshole dad? Fucking sold.
I agree. She's brilliant.
Veer also says, also super flattered that I was suggested to come on the show.
Maybe, where are you?
Maybe if I ever manage to get up there for the Montreal Burlesque Festival. Like
and
I keep
you feel like
to.
Driving 10 hours.
Montreal's quite far from yeah. here right now.
Right now, yeah, at the moment. Tomorrow, it's 4 hours.
I think Vera's in New England, so you've taken a wrong turn if you got to Montreal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Rob Kelly says, I knew Clea would be an across-the-board winner. Yeah. Not only is she a great character, but her listing was drawn by the great Paul Smith, who tended to draw women in much more realistic proportions than typically seen in superhero comics. Add in Clea's fashion sense, and it's a surefire home run. I was very disappointed that Rachel McAdams played a fairly useless character in the movie instead of Clea. Maybe there are plans for her in the next movie.
I remember that part.
Are you sure? I don't. What?
She was there.
Rachel McAdams.
I like that actress.
Where does she... Where
she plays the doctor.
Doctor, yes, sorry.
Oh! Yeah, okay.
You know that old scene where she's trying to...
No, yes, I remember.
Where she's a doctor.
That whole scene where she's a doctor.
Well, she's saving him while he's fighting in the...
Spoilers!
Weird zone.
Fighting in the
Ryan Daly zone. Says, I was happy to hear the girls talk about Clea's pants.
That's a statement.
Everybody's got a fetish.
I'm sure that guy was never thought he was going to say that sentence. Yeah.
Well, Ryan does have a show called The Power of Fishnets.
True.
He says, I'm pretty sure I've seen leggings, yoga pants with that exact same design pattern. And then I looked up some Clea cosplay.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all wearing those pants.
Yeah.
Those pants are real. Everybody's wearing those store-bought pants.
I found them. They're really expensive.
Oh. I'm sure you can make them.
I mean, I'm sure I've seen them in a store before, but they're not in season or something anymore, so I had to go on Etsy, and dear God, they're expensive, but I want them so much. I've actually looked into the costume to cosplay it. Yes, I did.
There you go.
I can help you make it.
Yeah,
Josie's the rescue, yeah.
Ange says, I knew Clea was going to be a winner. Paul Smith's art is superb, but Clea has it all going on. Heck, even Ben Franklin fell hard for her in that flashback story. Plus, those pants are mesmerizing. Yeah, there's
something with the pants.
Yeah, there's Benjamin Franklin like... meets Clea in some story.
That's weird.
Should I start wearing those pants now?
Yeah, I feel like we should all get these pants and everybody would just be hypnotized by them.
I might not be single.
No, yeah.
Pants for boyfriends?
Sure. That's how you get a man. You get these pants.
Wear dresses and skirts. That's why it's not working.
That's what's happening.
Mike W. says, Siskoid, don't let anyone tell you Commodore 64s weren't cool. I had one too. I never played Questpro, but I have fond memories of some other text-based games like Tome of Aliard and, of course, Zork. My favorites were Planetfall and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I played that once. The last one you said.
Hitchhiker's Guide. Cool. I couldn't even get out of bed.
I think I may have gotten out of bed and then I crashed in a wall.
I went further, but it's...
You forgot to open your eyes.
Probably.
I played with someone that knew how to play, so they were like... After 5 minutes, they were like, okay, Jose, like, open the eyes. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, but we only know, like, the beginnings. Nobody gets past the door that asks you out to prove you're sentient.
There's a door?
Eventually.
There's a game?
Brian Linton says, entertaining and informative as usual. Informative. I was not aware of the connection between Catan and the Darkhold. I believe the Darkhold has been serving as the MacGuffin in the current season of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I now wonder if that pretends a live television appearance by Catan. If he's suddenly catapulted to TV stardom, might that help his rating? At the very least, such an appearance would reveal how to pronounce his name. But nobody here watches Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No.
Nope.
I wanted to.
And then?
It's on the list.
Not enough time.
It's not anime.
It's on a very long list of things that will never happen. Okay.
Martin Gray says, Clea has always been a favorite. I had a fanzine years ago that ran one-page feature of about 24 panels just following the changes over the years of her basic flat Pietro hairdo. Great stuff.
Wow. I need that.
I watched that.
You'd watch that fanzine?
Yeah.
Just look at it.
Someone should just mail us that fanzine.
Send us that fanzine, Martin. Facebook likes and shares from Abel Padilla, Bradley Austin Null, Chris Franklin, Clinton Robinson, David Foster, D-Bash, Gotham Sharon, who tried to say that Clea's mom was hotter and was shut down by the rest of the internet community.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Will we see her mom?
Yeah, eventually.
Don't we see her in the...
Yeah,
well,
the
we
blue.
Sort of see her in the panels, but we eventually see
that's
her.
That's her mom.
Yeah, she seems...
She gets an entry.
She's the one that...
She looks pretty.
That creates the penis.
She's the one who created the penis.
Gene Hendricks, H. Daniel Rebolt, Martin Gray, Max Romero, Max Traver, Mike Peacock, Pulp to Pixels Podcast... who calls it a great companion show to your classic Marvel reading needs. Rob Kelly, who says Clea is hot, and then he said it on three or four different social media.
I don't believe you.
Really wanted to get the point across.
Ryan Daly, Shag Matthews, Terry O'Malley, Vera Wild, Zoom Yukinori, and Zachary Finkenstein. Google Pluses from Gene Hendricks and the Hammer Strikes. And Twitter retweets and favorites from Aaron Bias, Aaron Henley, who says of the Chief Examiner, I don't know, but if that's the probe he uses, run. Run for your life.
Yes, run.
Ange, who also said Clea is hot, Bas Levesque, Cash Flag, Cindy Womack, Calmic Reflections, Coffee and Comics, Film and Water Podcast, Little Defiant Bull, who said of the Chief Examiner, oh, that guy, I loved his design. Nicodamus, Pod Dylan, Treasury Comics, and Warlord Worlds.
Thank you all.
Thanks for the likes and relikes and
Google Plus
reshares.
Looking at you, Google Plus.
I hope you were alright with us being drunk again.
I'm not alright with you guys.
50th episode. I'm making Jello shooters. Every time there's a hot. No, not.
Yeah, we take a shot. That's more likely. Every time someone wears terrible boots.
We take a shot.
Take a shot.
Every time we don't like their hair, we take a shot.
Fingerless gloves. Two shots.
No. Fingerless gloves are fine.
But still two shots.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let us apologize in advance for that episode.
Next month, we actually crack open another issue of Ohatmu. And right now we're going to shut the recording down and I'm going to have one of the most annoying evenings of my life.
We love you, Mike.
You love us.
Thanks for hosting us.
And here's to one other episode. Just we're not friends anymore.
Cheers to us.
To the last episode.
Yay.
I want garlic fingers.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
Chug.
This is a hockey game, guys. Let's go.
Right. I can't chug this. It's too strong. I will die.
It is.
Chug.
I put on lipstick, guys. We're good to go.
Bye! I was being so careful!
I was so scared.
You see that?
Don't step on the Chicago mix.
This isn't a right Kennedy.
That's probably like single
Don't step on the Chicago mix!
Don't step on the Chicago mix!
Do you have your sangrias?
Yeah! Yes!
In a coffee cup!
In a mason jar!
We're just really classy people.
Do you want us to make the music?
No. That is not the theme.
You seem to forget that I don't listen to this show. The shows that got up to pee got about a fourth the way there.
Sat down.
I don't think Mike knew what he was getting himself into.
Still hot.